Okay, our friends. So today we are going to be reading you a story that is all about believing. Because sometimes we need a reminder and we need the encouragement to don't stop believing, to stay on track, to believe and hold tight to your belief. And so today we will be reading a story about something that you may choose to believe in. And it is a unicorn. That's right. Today's story is called Uni the Unicorn. It's a story about believing. It was written by Amy Krause Rosenthal, and we have read several of her books before. We love her. It's illustrated by Bridget Berger, and it's read today by Mommy. And
I.
Yes.
Am Steve.
Steve's lava chicken. Okay, so you're Steve from Minecraft. Nice. We love that. Minecraft is so cool.
And my trusty diamond pickaxe.
Nice. So, Mommy and Steve, but before we read today's story, we must give our patron shout out, which is going over to Mia Jane today. Her dad, Zachary, shot us a little message and said, hey, you know, Mia Jane loves listening to your stories. And she is a big fan of, you know what? She actually likes Minecraft. So I'm really excited that you're Steve today. And she is a big fan of unicorns too, which makes me even more excited to do today's story. So, Mia Jane, we hope you enjoy today's story. And without any further ado, on with the story.
There's so much to go on.
Here we go. In almost every way, Uni was like all other unicorns. Magnificent name, although Uni was extra magnificent. Golden hooves, although Uni's were extra golden. Sparkling purple eyes, although Uni's were extra sparkling. And like other unicorns, Uni had a special swirly horn with the power to heal and mend. And we can see that magical unicorn horn. And by the way, in case you're curious, Uni is a white unicorn with purple hair. And like other unicorns, Uni could make wishes come true. Oh my goodness. I am so excited about that. I would love to have Uni be my friend, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. But there was one thing that definitely set Uni apart. Uni believed that little girls were real. And in the picture, we can see Uni. Uni has a book that has a picture of a little girl in it. Uni's friends laughed and said,
ha, 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 silly Uni. Everyone knows there's no such thing as little girls. They're just make-believe.
At home, Uni's parents just brushed it off with knowing smiles. But Uni was certain, absolutely certain, that little girls were real.
They are.
No matter what anyone else said. Uni knew that somewhere far away, but not that far away, there was a little girl waiting. A strong, smart, wonderful, magical little girl. And she would be the best friend a unicorn could ever ask for. Uni imagined all the things they would do together. They would run fast through the meadows, and they would spin and twirl in the sunlight, and they would explore and help the forest creatures in need. And other times they would just sit quietly and talk about important things. And of course, they would slide down rainbows together. Uni fell asleep that night and had enchanted dreams. What Uni did not yet know, but would discover soon enough, was that somewhere far away, but not that far away, there was indeed a real little girl.
And even though her friends said, ha ha ha, unicorns are just make-believe. And despite her parents knowing smiles, this little girl was certain, absolutely certain, that there was a unicorn, a strong, smart, wonderful, magical unicorn just waiting to be her friend. And guess who that unicorn was? We can see him together in the last picture of the book. The little girl and Uni are together. They are cuddled. They're happy. There is a unicorn and a little girl in the same picture. And there is a rainbow over them under some magical trees and beautiful flowers. Mm-hmm. So all I'm saying is, if you're certain about something, you know,
you just keep on believing it.
Don't stop believing. And that, my dear friends, is, say it with me,
the end.
The end.
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.